From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last February, we told you about a new sports team that competes across the Mountain West, and it includes players from Idaho and other states. So we wanted to check back in with the Utah Wild, which is a professional ultimate frisbee team, which has made it their mission to provide playing opportunities for women and non-binary people in the Mountain West. So joining us is one of the founders of Utah Wild, Erica Bindis, and longtime player Corey Bingham. I want to welcome both of you to the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us. Very excited to be here.
So, Erica, the last time we checked in with the team was getting ready for your first game. So how did it go? And overall, how was the 2022 season for you?
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having us. This is Erica. That 2022 season went quite well. We really could not be more proud of the community support and our performances on and off the field. While we didn't quite make it to championship weekend, we did end up having success actually in that first game weekend that we talked to you right before. And we're excited to ramp up for our 2023 season starting very soon now.
So, Corey, for folks who may not be really familiar, tell us again what Ultimate Frisbee is, because it's a kind of a combination of a couple of different sports.
Yeah, so that's a fun question. So, I mean, the goal of the sport pretty much is to catch the disc in the end zone. And there's a few different elements regarding, like, you have someone stall counting you, so you have about 10 seconds to reset the disc. You have someone forcing you to throw either a flick or a backhand. You can't move with the disc, so you have to stop and set a pivot foot, and you kind of just work the frisbee up the field until you can catch it in the end zone.
And we should note that the Utah Wild is a professional team, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so Erica, Boise has 5 players on the team. What other states make up the Utah Wild team?
As the name implies, we do have a good chunk of players from the state of Utah, both Salt Lake City area, Provo area, around the state. And then we also have players representing Montana from Missoula and Bozeman, and players from Colorado, mostly in the Denver area.
Okay, so I want to know from both of you, and Corey, I'll start with you. How much fun is it to play Ultimate Frisbee?
It's a lot of fun. I kind of found my way into this sport in high school, and I wasn't really good in high school. So I just fell in love with the sport, and obviously it's kind of taken over my life. It's kind of silly when I say it's more of a lifestyle now, but it definitely is. So I've made kind of a lifelong commitment to this sport, and that was well before a pro team existed. So I'd say it's a lot of fun.
I love it. And Erica, what about you? I mean, in particular, being one of the founders of the team.
Yeah, I mean, I can relate to Corey in that it's a fantastic sport to play, and it's a wonderful community. And so there was just opportunity there that I saw with my fellow co-founders, and we decided that we wanted to try and take this to the next level within our community. But it's a dynamic sport. It's really fun to watch. You know, you're moving quickly. You get to play with your friends. That team camaraderie is unbeatable. So it's a really cool sport.
And Erica, why was it so important for you to make it your mission within the team to make sure that there was a place for women and non-binary people to participate in a professional sport?
That's a great question. And it's because at the, you know, many levels of sport, whether this is youth and recreation, adult sports, but especially at the professional level and the highest levels of sports, we see men overrepresented on pretty much all sports. They get a vastly disproportionate amount of media coverage. They get a vastly disproportionate amount of funding. And it's something that we think is really important to be able to have role models to look up to. If you've ever heard the phrase, you can't be what you can't see. We like to try and make that visibility a large part of our mission. And so having people like Corey out on the field and inspiring the next generation of athletes, people who think, maybe I'm not good at this sport in high school, I'm picking it up, but it's a lot of fun. Seeing that there's a path for them play on the largest stages.
Yeah. And speaking of that, Utah Wild is holding a free youth clinic this Saturday in Boise's Ann Morrison Park. So I'm curious, Corey, what happens at the clinic and who can come down for it?
So anyone high school age and under is welcome at the clinic. And so what's going to happen is it's very beginner level. So we're doing this clinic mm-hmm. right before the first week of the high school league. And so it's kind of going to alleviate some of the burden of new coaches coming out and teaching everyone, like, just from the ground up, the basics of ultimate. So throwing mechanics, cutting mechanics, just kind of the basic rules of ultimate, and it's completely free. So it's a lot of information by very talented athletes that know what they're doing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And the weather's supposed to be great on Saturday too. So it's just going to be fun to get out there and, you know, pass along information on the sport that we love.
Well, and I love that you're giving back to the community like that. In particular, if there are students out there who are curious about it, what a great way to gain some knowledge. So I want to thank both of you so very much for coming on the program. But before I let you go, I have about 30 seconds left. When does your 2023 season start?
Our first home game is March 18th in Salt Lake City. And then we'll have 7 more games after that. So you can follow us on social media. Our website is utahwildultimate.org. We've got information about live streams, game schedule, tickets, all that stuff.
All right. Well, I thank you both so much. Good luck this next season. We've been talking with one of the founders of Utah Wild, Erica Bindis, and longtime player Corey Bingham. Now, members of this Ultimate Frisbee team, as we mentioned, will be out at Ann Morrison Park in Boise this Saturday for a free youth clinic. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.